How do you get to the point of being excited to fail? Because I'm guessing most people out there listening are like, failing is not exciting. But I actually agree with you. Like, I think the quicker we fail, it's life gets so much better because you just take any perceived pressure off of yourself. You know?
Everyone's gonna fail in their life, and if you put yourself in situations where you're wanting to grow, like that requires failure, and there's no growth without getting out of the comfort zone, and you have to do that, and that comes with failure, with learning. Like you got to learn. And so that's why my mentality of, well, if I'm going to learn and if I'm going to grow, like that comes with failing, might as well fail as much as I can, and get and learn quicker. That's my mindset, and that doesn't mean look for failure, but it's going to happen. You got to embrace it. You got to love it. And you got to put yourself in positions where failure is going to happen, because that's where you grow and that's where you learn.
So growth comes from failure. You can't have any growth whatsoever without failure.
I think so. I mean, when I was my first freshman year, or my first year here at BYU, I wanted to go against the best guys, and that what happened by doing that was I got beat a lot. I didn't catch a lot of footballs because they were really good players and I was going up against the best guys. And but now when I like look back, I'm like, that was the best thing for me, and it built my confidence so much, and ultimately to where I learned a lot. So I think that's the kind of mindset we all need, is to, step up and go against the best guys so that we can have more opportunities to fail.